This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. If you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to Issues Etc. online before October 31st, Thrivent will designate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio and give an additional $25 to LPR, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org.
At the end of the day, if you're like me, you start to think not just about what happened that day. And I think this is, the older I get, the more this becomes true for me. At the end of the day, and for me, since I'm such a night owl, it's the wee hours of the night, I think about what's happened in my life. And there, I'll be honest with you, there are regrets. There are concerns. There are things I wish I had done. Things I wish I hadn't done. And it all comes at the end of the day. And yet, the church has a remedy for this kind of anxiety that besets us at the end of the day, or as we reflect upon our lives as each evening falls. That's why we're doing this series on evening hymns here on Issues, etc. They're not only among my most favorite hymns, but they have proven to be, I'll kind of put it in clinical terms, therapy for the anxieties of life. I think they would prove the same for you as well. Greetings, welcome to Issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 25th of September. We're going to, in part three of our five-part daily series on evening hymns today. Lord, support us all day long. We could also make it all lifelong, too, as well. Pastor Stephen Starkey, the author of that hymn, will be with us for the first hour of the program. In hour two, Pastor Will Whedon is our guest. Part three of our series on the Nicene Creed. We'll talk about the person and work of Jesus, the center of Christian theology. That's hour two of Issues, etc. Pastor Stephen Starkey is a regular guest. He's pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan, and he's author of the hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. Pastor Starkey, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You have written many hymns, and I got to ask, what's different about writing an evening hymn as opposed to writing a hymn on a theological subject like baptism of the Lord's Supper or sin or judgment or grace or any of those kind of subjects? What's different about an evening hymn?
I think an evening hymn, you were mentioning in your introduction, helps us reflect upon not only the past day but upon our life. And as we reflect upon our day and upon our life, we know that all of life is commended to Christ and surrounded by His love and His grace and His mercy. And at the end of the day, you know, we commend ourselves to our Savior once again. And so it is that, like you said, it's really not a scriptural portion that you're writing about, but rather it is a time of the day and what that time of the day means for our life as Christians.
As an author of hymns, why do we need these evening hymns? Why, as I said in a few minutes ago, why do they prove for so many people to be healing, therapeutic at the end of the day?
I think of the scriptural admonition of singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and making melody in our heart to the Lord. That's not something that stops as we approach the end of the day, too. And an evening hymn gives us a vehicle to express our thoughts to the Lord in the form of this of a prayer at evening as well. So it really is, for me, another way of praying, to sing a hymn, to read the text of a hymn in a devotional way. It can be a very meaningful prayer at the end of the day.
What are the primary biblical texts that stand behind this evening hymn of yours, Lord, Support Us All Day Long?
Well, this is a unique hymn in that it is a versification of prayers that are found in the service of Compline. And so my basis for this text is anchored in the prayers of Compline. For example, the stanza that we are speaking about, the prayer in Compline is, O Lord, support us all the day long of this troubled life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed. The fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so that not only makes us think about the end of the day, but makes us think about the end of our life, that as we commend ourselves to Christ at the end of the day, when our final day has come, we commend ourselves to Christ as he takes us from life in this world to himself in heaven.
So is each of the stanzas that we're going to study, are they built upon an individual prayer of Compline?
They are. Yep, that's where they were anchored. This text was inspired by the tune, the Welsh tune, Walsh Me, and then each of the stanzas reflects a prayer of Compline.
Well, let's hear the first stanza of this hymn, this evening hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. Lord, support us all day long. Guide and strengthen. Evening comes, the world is hushed. Shadows lengthen. Work is done. Life's favored pace now has ended. Christ, to you our final rest is commended.
Lord, support us all day long.
First stanza of the evening hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. Pastor Stephen Starkey is our guest, and he is the hymn's author as well on this Wednesday afternoon. Pastor Starkey, what does it mean to commend oneself, as you say in the last line of that stanza?
There's a sense that, sense of trust and confidence that we are commending ourselves to Christ's care for, as that we fall asleep in the evening. But as the text ends here, Christ, to you our final rest is commended, that we have that same sense of confidence and trust that when we close our eyes upon this world for the last time, that we're commended to Christ. And as we have lived in Christ, so we die in Christ. And that confident peace that we have knowing Christ as our Savior.
You make reference to life's fevered pace, and maybe that's something that takes a little age and experience to understand. As I've grown older, as many people do say, the days just tick by like seconds on a clock eventually, and there's never enough time to do what needs to be done. Is that part of what you're talking about?
That's really true, and I've discovered the same thing the older I get. And I know people in the past have said time just flies by and goes faster as you age, and it is true. It seems like you never have enough time to get everything done, and the world is moving at a fevered pace. And that's what's so comforting about evening is when, that pace of the day has stopped and you're able to stand apart from the day or stand back from the day and reflect a little bit about what has taken place that day and, prayerfully reflect on those things that need to be changed.
Sometimes Christians have bought into, and maybe it's kind of an American notion that has crept into Christianity, that we have to be multitaskers, that we have to be workaholics, that we have to burn the midnight oil and always be doing something. Is there something in this evening hymn that says, no, stop, it's time to sleep?
I think that's true. And, if we are working right up to the time we go to bed, that's certainly not a good thing. I have personally found that to spend those final half hour, hour before bed, whether it's reading or certainly having my devotion at that time, it's a wonderful way to end the day, to end in that peace and to put that fevered pace behind.
Is there also something that we need to say kind of from a pastoral perspective about the need for sleep, not a biological need for sleep, but in fact a spiritual one? What would you say there?
I think of that passage in Scripture where passages he gives to his beloved sleep. I think it's in the book of Psalms. And it is necessary, of course, for our own physical rest. but it is necessary for us to be refreshed spiritually. And perhaps the sleep that refreshes us physically helps us then to be ready spiritually to face whatever we will face in the day to come.
Well, I've noticed, I mean, this is, I think, probably true of everybody, Pastor Starkey, that if I rob myself of the rest that God intends to give in the evening, then the next day, I don't know if it's emotional or psychological, what it is, I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But I am more quick-tempered, I'm more slothful, I'm more everything that I shouldn't be in the course of my Christian vocation. What are your thoughts?
That's exactly right. I'm the same way. When I stay up too late, or when I don't get enough sleep, you know, I'm starting off the night. I'm already putting myself in a deficit position for the next day. If I'm not ending my day properly, if I'm, not ending it in the thoughts of, you know, prayerful thoughts toward the Lord in prayer, certainly the next day is not starting as well as it could.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend some more time talking about this evening hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. It's part three of our five-part daily series on evening hymns. I can't think of any more needful hymns for Christians today that are caught up in the rat race of the world, the rush of the world. There's a line here in Pastor Starkey's first stanza where it says, evening comes, the world is hushed. And sometimes you got to shut the window or the door to hush the world. The world intrudes into our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, especially in evening time. We'll talk a bit about that, and we'll get to the second stanza of this hymn. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Wednesday afternoon, September the 25th. Pastor Stephen Starkey is pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan. He's author of the hymn that we're studying, Lord, Support Us All Day Long.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Yeah, Oktoberfest. Not in Munich, but in Kewaunee, Illinois, at St. Paul's, Sunday, October 13th to the 15th. If you've never been, you really need to come. It's the best party on the block. And our guest this year is Pastor Todd Wilkin of Issues Etc. We have worship and music, a speaker, and then brats and beer and laughter and loads of fun. Call us at 309-852-2461. Leave your name and phone number, and we'll get back to you. Yeah, Oktoberfest.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a Mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast, or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, presents a new book of essays in honor of Daniel Preuss. It's titled Proper Christum, Christ at the Center. This new hardcover book will be out in November and features essays from Issues Etc. regular guests Matt Harrison, Scott Murray, David Scare, and others. You can save $10 by advance ordering in August or $5 by pre-ordering in September. Check out Proper Christum, Christ at the Center at shop.logia.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Stephen Starkey is our guest. We're studying a hymn, an evening hymn, that he has authored, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. And it's part of a series that we're doing this week on evening hymns. I have one other question about that first stanza before we go on to the second, and that is the phrase, evening comes, the world is hushed. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think, I guess I'm thinking more of the natural world. Although there are, the nightlife comes to life there too, but the sun goes down and things just seem to slow down. Now, if you're in a city, that may be different. You know, the nightlife starts up and the neon lights and all of that. But as you mentioned, I think for the Christian, you shut your door to that or you close your door to that, and there is a hushing or a quieting of the intrusion of the world. And that may have to be a conscious, you know, shutting out of the world at that time to give a moment of reflection upon the day.
Let's listen to the second stanza of this evening hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. Be our light in darkness, Lord, our defender. In your presence perils all must surrender. Drive all dark satanic snares from each dwelling. Then at peace our hearts your praise will be telling. Mr. Sharkey, what were you saying in the second stanza of the hymn?
Well, this second stanza is actually a versification of two prayers in Compline. The first prayer is, Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The second prayer, the prayer that follows, Visit our dwellings, O Lord, and drive from them all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us to preserve us in peace, and let your blessing be always on us through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I took those two prayers and put them together into a single stanza here for the second stanza.
That light and darkness that comes through in the prayer and the stanza, probably something that we don't think about as much nowadays because we live in a world of man-made light, but for people who first penned those prayers of Compline, probably had more significance to them, didn't it?
Well, I would think they certainly had a darker darkness without all the light pollution that we have when evening comes. And so in a darker setting, a light, even the light of a candle is much brighter. And we think about our Lord as the light of the world, certainly the light that has enlightened the darkness of this world. He is certainly our light in the darkness of the spiritual darkness of the world as well.
What kind of perils do we face that we pray in this stanza to be defended from?
I think that there are a number of different satanic temptations that come to a believer in the times of quiet, whether it's temptations to doubt God's love, temptations to dwell upon something that is negative that, you know, ought to be forgotten or forgiven. And I think those are perilous things when we latch on to things that are not healthy for us spiritually and dwell there. We enter a perilous time when we stay there and don't move on from there.
That is, that's precisely the kind of things, we were talking about getting older, as I get older, the kind of things that intrude in the evening time. Old hurts, regrets, things like that. And it's very easy to just, even in the quiet of one's own home, turn off the television and instead of meditating on the comfort of God's Word, dwell upon those things of the past.
And those are the very things that are, as the hymn stanza states, those are dark satanic snares to, you know, ensnare us in and to draw us away from our Lord. And I like how the prayer states it and how the versification is too. In your presence, perils all must surrender. All those things that are perilously attacking our faith cannot stand up to our Lord.
So one of the trends in, I think, kind of modern hymnody is to speak rather generically about God and almost not at all about our satanic foe, to even name him as you do in this stanza. What are your thoughts as a hymn writer on naming Satan in our hymns?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's very politically incorrect in many circles these days to even talk about Satan at all. I remember C.S. Lewis once wrote, the two mistakes that we can make with regards to Satan is, first of all, pretend he doesn't exist, and secondly, pay too much attention to him. But he is certainly always that roaring lion looking for someone to devour, and we need to be steadfast and movable on standing with the Lord against him, and with the Lord by our side and standing in his word, we are able to stand against Satan. We certainly can't stand against him on our own.
Does this mean that the Christian ought to be fearful of the, as you say in the verse here, the satanic snares that may be in our dwellings?
Well, I think we recognize the petition here is that the Lord would drive all those dark satanic snares from each dwelling, and to recognize the enemy is, I think, half the battle. If we don't think about the fact that even within our own families and our own personal space, Satan is there trying his hardest to destroy our faith and pull us away from God, then we're sticking our head in the sand, if you will. I mean, he's there. The problems are there. The issues are real. It is certainly a spiritual battle, as Scripture says, and to recognize that is, I think, important.
You have this line, then at peace our hearts your praise will be telling. Is there a relationship between the peace for which we pray and the praise that is the result of that answered prayer?
Well, I think it's difficult to praise, difficult perhaps even to pray when we are not at peace, when our hearts are troubled by this or that, whether it's something that was said or something that was done to us, and to commit that hurt or to commit that grief to God and to ask for his help to, you know, whether it's forgiving that person or moving past that, to know that, you know, Christ has promised us, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, and that we have that peace that the world cannot understand, that passes all human understanding, and the peace that we have in Christ as our Savior, who has, you know, removed that barrier of sin that stood between us and God and given us true lasting peace, and to always be able to rest in that peace, then our hearts are certainly freed to respond with songs of praise.
Before we go to this break, let's listen to the third stanza of Lord, Support Us All Day Long. With your presence, Lord, draw near those who labor through the nighttime on behalf of their neighbor. Grant them courage for each fear, faithful caring, your compassion and your love truly sharing.
With your presence, Lord, draw near.
The third stanza of the evening hymn, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. What is this one based on? What's the prayer of Compline that you built this stanza on?
The prayer reads like this. Eternal God, the hours both of day and night are yours, and to you the darkness is no threat. Be present, we pray, with those who labor in the hours of night, especially those who watch and work on behalf of others. Grant them diligence in their watching, faithfulness in their service, courage in danger, and competence in emergencies. Help them to meet the needs of others with confidence and compassion through Jesus Christ our Lord.
When we come back, we'll talk a bit about that prayer from Compline and the stanza that is built upon it in the evening hymn that we're studying on this Wednesday afternoon, Lord, Support Us All Day Long. See, it's not only about praying for ourselves. As we retire for the evening, as we go to sleep, there are those who go to work. And often, those who work at night work in service of us. They protect, they defend, they face danger, they face peril, they face all kinds of emergencies, and they need our prayers as well. We'll talk about this hymn as it prays for those who labor through the night in service of us and others when we come back here on Issues, Etc. Pastor Stephen Starkey, the author of the hymn, Lord Support Us All Day Long, is our guest. He's pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan. One of the things that I think we often fail to do when we end our day is to think about those who are just beginning theirs through the night. We'll talk about that after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues, Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. If you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to Issues, Etc. online before October 31st, Thrivent will designate an additional $25 to Issues, Etc. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio and give an additional $25 to LPR, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org.
Does the theory of an old earth creation confess what the text of Scripture says about creation? I've written an article for the Fall Issues, Etc. journal titled More Questions for Old Earth Creationists. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues, Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor David Ramirez details his journey from liberal Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The online Issues, Etc. journal.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the evening hymn, Lord Support Us All Day Long, part three of our five-part daily series on evening hymns. Pastor Stephen Starkey is our guest, pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan, author of the hymn, Lord Support Us all day long. You can find this hymn and several others by Pastor Starkey on a great CD called We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Hymns of Stephen Starkey. It includes this one, Lord Support Us All Day Long, and a few favorites of mine, In the Shattered Bliss of Eden, O Sing of Christ, and the incomparable the Tree of Life, and then, of course, his Te Deum, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. These are tremendous hymns. They are hymns for this time, written by probably one of the most prolific Lutheran hymn authors of our time. And you can find them all on this CD, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Hymns of Stephen Starkey. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The stanza that we heard before the break prays for those who labor at night and especially in dangerous and perilous situations. You mentioned the Compline prayer that it's based on. Why should we especially remember these kind of vocations in our evening prayers?
It's good for us to remember that while we are going to sleep, while we are closing our eyes, there are other people in the world, people that are working the hospital shift or people that are at the fire department or the policeman sitting in his car, state trooper, whatever it may be, they are working 24/7. They are in the evening shift, and they are very important people. It seems like during the nighttime, it's also the time when things happen, accidents happen, when crime may be on the rise or be given a cloak under which crime takes place. And these people are poised and ready to deal with the effects of such things. And they need our prayers as well.
Is it part of an acknowledgement, because we have this as part of the general prayer of the church for the divine service as well, a part of the acknowledgement that we live in a very broken, very twisted and fallen world?
Yes, it certainly is. It acknowledges that very thing. And to pray for others also is a very positive thing for the Christian, to have our eyes turned not just upon our own needs or the needs of our immediate family, but to remember the needs of those around us in society, whether it's, you know, praying for our president or our governmental leaders or our local leaders. These are people to whom God has entrusted a vocation and offices of service as well, and they need our prayers of support as well.
I think Luther's thought on this, obviously not a quote, but maybe a paraphrase of his ideas, is part of the essential function of the church in the world, that if the church does not pray thus for everyone in the world, every person in every vocation and circumstance, no one else will. Is that
That's
true?
Very true. You know, there's a hymn, an evening hymn, in fact, that expresses that very truth about the voice of prayer that is continuous of the church, the day thou gavest. I'd just like to read the first three stanzas because it expresses this truth very well. The day thou gavest, Lord, is ended. The darkness falls at thy behest. To thee our morning hymns ascended. Thy praise shall sanctify our rest. We thank thee, Lord, thy church unsleeping, while earth rolls onward into light. Through all the world her watch is keeping, and never rests by day or night. As o'er each continent and the island the dawn leads on another day, the voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. And that is a beautiful thought of how, as the church in one part of the world is closing their eyes upon that day, the church in another part of the world, they're opening their eyes and beginning their day, and the sound of prayer and praise is an ongoing song and petitions that are going heavenward from Christ's body on earth.
By the way, folks, we will be studying that very hymn that Pastor Starkey read a part of tomorrow in our series on evening hymns. Dr. Carl Fekincher will be our guest. Another aspect of this third stanza that's brought out in the last line where you say, your compassion and your love truly sharing. There's an idea there, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that God shows his general compassion and love for all manner of people, even those who do not believe, through the service of those who, as you said, work in hospitals, protect from crime, watch over us in the middle of the night.
Right. They, you know, they are the hands of our Lord in serving, and He serves through His people, serves this world through others that are His hands of carry in this world. And for the Christian hospital worker, the Christian policeman, consciously expressing the compassion and love of Christ in all that they are doing as well, so that he might be seen through their words and through their actions.
So whether they're believers or unbelievers, we are still praying for them because God is still at work through them.
Right, God is at work for the believer and for the unbeliever. As Scripture says, He makes His rain fall on the good and the evil, sends the sun to the just and the unjust. And those, whether the unbeliever recognizes the blessings of God prayerfully, he or she will, but they still experience those same blessings and care from our loving Father.
Let's hear the fourth stanza of the hymn, "Lord, Support Us All Day Long." Gracious Lord, we give You thanks, praise, and bless You. As the giver of all good, we confess You. This past day we now commit to Your keeping and entrust to You the hours of our sleeping.
Gracious Lord, we
the final stanza of the evening hymn, "Lord, Support Us All Day Long." We're talking with its author, Pastor Stephen Starkey, on this Wednesday afternoon, part three of our five-part daily series on evening hymns. Pastor Starkey, you said that each one of the stanzas of this hymn comes from a prayer or prayers from the service of Compline. What prayer stands behind this stanza?
Well, this stanza is sort of based indirectly upon a prayer. I took the final prayer of Compline and just pulled out a few thoughts from it. It's quite a lengthy prayer. Abide with us, Lord, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Abide with us and with Your whole church. Abide with us at the end of the day, at the end of life, at the end of the world. Abide with Your grace and goodness, with Your holy word and sacrament, with Your strength and blessing. Abide with us in the night of affliction and temptation comes upon us, the night of fear and despair, the night when death draws near. Abide with us and with all the faithful now and forever. And you can see that's quite a lengthy prayer with a lot of petitions that are contained there. And so I sort of took the route of thinking about all of the good things that God gives us as the giver of every good and perfect gift, and then took that thought and began the fourth stanza that way. So I guess I would say the fourth stanza is probably the most obliquely based upon in the prayer of Compline, and is perhaps more of a summary stanza that was written.
Well, you have this pair of lines at the end of the stanza that seems to capture much of what all of the evening hymns that we're studying this week seem to have as either a theme or a main theme, and that is, this past day we now commit to Your keeping and entrust to You the hours of our sleeping, both looking back and looking forward, but entrusting past and future to God's merciful keeping. Your thoughts with about a minute or so.
That's a good thought that you point out there, because as we get to the end of the day and we think about things that we would have liked to have done differently or words we wish we hadn't said, we commit that to God's forgiving grace and mercy. And when we look ahead and whatever fears or doubts may be pressing upon our mind, we commit those cares to the Lord as well, and trust that He will give us resolution of those issues, but also then peace—the peace that we need as we fall asleep.
So the peace that sustains us through the day, or that brings us to the end of the day, knowing that all is forgiven, is that the same peace that we're praying for as we go into the night, where we'll be unconscious, not doing much, but certainly need that peace nonetheless. Is it the same peace, Pastor Starkey?
I think we are in that state of constant grace in Christ Jesus, and the mercy and the grace of God that surround us in Christ that give us that peace that the world cannot give us, that peace that passes human understanding is with us 24/7, whether we're aware of it or not. We exist in that peace that Christ has earned for us on the cross.
When we come back, we're going to hear the entire hymn, Lord Support Us All Day Long, and we'll get Pastor Starkey's final thoughts on this evening hymn. He's pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan, author of the hymn that we're studying, Lord Support Us All Day Long. Another thing I wonder about is, really, Christians have a different way of not just facing the day, but ending the day and beginning the day. That these prayers, drawn up from that ancient service of Compline, are a way of a Christian confession, not just of sin of the past, but of faith in God through Jesus Christ in the future. And it's a whole different way than the way that the world faces the day that has passed and the day that is coming. It's a whole different way than the world thinks about life in general. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Dr. Paul Grimm, Dean of the Chapel at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on a free weekend event called Prayerfully Consider.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while. To answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, check out Prayerfully Consider, October the 10th through the 12th, on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Find out more by calling 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming, Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana, Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. Journal, issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues, Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Stephen Starkey is our guest pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan, author of the hymn that we're studying in our series on evening hymns on this Wednesday afternoon, Lord Support Us All Day Long. On the theme of evening, sometimes that's what, oh my goodness, you think about these kids that go off to college, they're there now, they're just learning how hard it is to get through all the classes, and they're burning the candle at both ends, aren't they? A lot of their evenings are spent with their noses in books or doing something they probably shouldn't be doing. Could you better equip a kid going off to college for the first time, or one returning to college, than to make sure that they are connected to the Word of God through a real-life congregation with a pastor and a pulpit and a font and an altar, so that even though they may be pulling the all-nighters, they spend their evenings not in the way that a lot of college kids will spend their evenings, wasting them or burning that candle at both ends, but they spend them comforted by the Word of God, no matter how hard and how late they have to work, comforted by the Word of God and given the assurance of their place as a child of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's a great organization whose goal is to do just this, keep your college student connected to Christ through his church. It's called LCMSU. You can find out more about LCMSU at lcms.org/LCMSU. That's easy to remember. lcms.org/LCMSU. Pastor Starkey, one other question on this. I wonder whether or not a lot of these evening hymns and this one really give us an insight into what Jesus means when he says we are in the world but not of the world. A very realistic acknowledgement of the world that we live in, but we do not mark time or the passage of time or of our days in the way that the world does.
That's a wonderful, wonderful point you make, that for the Christian, their existence, while lived in the world, is surrounded by the grace and mercy of Christ. Their thoughts, are Godward toward Christ in heaven. And though they experience the same things that everyone else in the world experiences, they have a way in which to deal with them that does not leave them anxiously thrashing on their mattress in the evening, tossing and turning, worrying about this and that. But they know a Lord that invites them to come to him with their burdens. He shares that yoke with them, and he shares his rest with us.
We started talking about the first stanza in terms of final rest. You end it with that line, "Christ to you our final rest is commended." Is that what each evening is in miniature for the Christian, an anticipation of entering into our final rest with Christ?
It is, and you see that theme in many evening hymns, that evening, as we think about the end of our day, is a natural connection to think also then about the end of our life. And because it is a time of a more slow pace, when we are able to reflect upon these things, to think about our final end and to know that that is also held within Christ for us, it gives us that peace and that confidence that we need at the end of the day.
As an author of not only this hymn, but other hymns, and you said that this is the best use of this genre of hymn is to be in prayer. Is this perhaps one of the best ways for Christians to end their days prayerfully? That is,
yes.
Say, look, I'm not going to sit here with my tired mind trying to make up something off the top of my head. I'm going to open my hymnal, and I'm going to sing or I'm going to speak this prayer of this hymn.
It's a very good devotional resource for the believer is the hymnal. To take a look, those evening hymns are rich in the comfort that they provide and the theology that is there, theology of God's grace and mercy for us at all times of our life, also at the end of each day. And there are just, beautiful prayers contained in the evening section. I think about the text, "I lie, O Lord, within your care," eight stanza prayer. And it makes a beautiful prayer. And I often do that, sing these hymns as my closing devotion, or sit at the piano and play them as my closing devotion.
Let's listen to the entire evening hymn, "Lord, Support Us All Day Long."
Lord, support us all day long. Thank you.
Pastor Starkey, your final thoughts on this evening hymn.
Now, I think of that verse from Psalm 4, verse 8, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." And that peace that we have in Christ is a wonderful peace that's also expressed in Luther's evening prayer. "I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen." And Luther writes after that, "Then go to sleep at once and in good cheer."
Pastor Stephen Starkey is pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Bay City, Michigan, and he's author of the hymn, "Lord, Support Us All Day Long." Pastor Starkey, thank you very much for being our guest.
It was my privilege and pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks to Pastor David Dahmer and the Congregation of Faith Lutheran in Orange City, Iowa. They've become congregational sponsors of the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. That's our congregational sponsorship program. Congregations that support Issues Etc. to the tune of $1,000 or more in their mission or advertising budget become members of the Issues Etc. 300. They get on the Issues Etc. Find a Church page and in the journal, and they have an opportunity to advertise right here during the program as well. You can find out all the benefits and how your congregation can join the Issues Etc. 300, especially important right now as churches are beginning to make plans for that yearly budget that usually rolls around in January. Get Issues Etc. into your congregation's budget and join the Issues Etc. 300. We have a one-page flyer at the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, download the flyer, look it over, and then go ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our evening hymn series. Dr. Carl Fekencher will be our guest. We'll talk about that hymn that Pastor Starkey mentioned a few minutes ago, "The Day Thou Gavest," and we'll wrap up our series Friday on evening hymn, studying "O God Who Made the Earth and Heaven." Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. In hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Will Whedon joins us. We'll be in part three of our series on the Nicene Creed today, the person and work of Jesus, the very heart and center of the Christian faith, in hour two of Issues Etc. It is a prayer. Every night I know that Christians intend well, they mean well. They want to bring the concerns and cares of this day and the concerns and cares of the night to come and the day to come before God. And if you're like me, by the time you hit bedtime, you are not mentally sharp anymore. I lose my mental sharpness around dinner time nowadays. And sometimes prayers don't come. Sometimes you begin to pray and they kind of trail off into random thoughts. Well, these evening hymns are the remedy for that. You don't have to have a voice to sing them. Just open up your hymnal and read one. And then with Luther's good advice in mind, shut your eyes, go to sleep in peace. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. in just 5 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Arch Fitness of Greater St. Louis has a new fall schedule for adult boot camps and sports performance training classes. There's plenty of flexibility with workouts on weekday mornings, weekday evenings, or even Saturday mornings. Arch Fitness has a new, bigger location at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come. Join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30. And find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.